Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
But, Rob, let's stick with the NFL. Heck, it's a football Friday. You know we are. Would you agree, right? I mean, just about the most intriguing team out there is the San Francisco 49ers.
Only because they're built to win now, Chris. So, yes. And we, you know, they got off to a bad start. We looked at the schedule. We looked at the Bears. That's a win, right? Even right. With a rookie quarterback, that's a win. And it wasn't a win. Yep. And it was ugly in the second half.
And look, the buzz had been around Jimmy G. It was inevitable. But yesterday, or I don't know if Rob G, was it yesterday or the day before, Steve Young, the Hall of Fame quarterback who led the Niners, of course, to a Super Bowl title, he came out and said it's a nearly impossible situation that Trey Lance is in. Which I get what Steve is saying, and last night I kind of agreed with him. But the more I think about it, Rob, I mean, I get it. It's tough. But at the same time, wouldn't you like to be in a situation if you're a young quarterback where you got great receivers, you got a great O-line, you got a great defense, you got great running back? Like, you can win. If you're ready, you can win with that team.
I get that mentality, but also, your margin of error is smaller than if you're absolutely a Lawrence or, you know,
but
Wilson.
But what would you rather?
No, I understand. You would love to be on a better team.
Right.
But if you don't, you know, if you're not improving right away, Chris, that's the difference.
Right.
Like, if you're Wilson with the Jets, I know he's hurt, or Lawrence the second year in Jacksonville, nobody's that breathing down your back, right? Nobody.
Right.
They're not
right.
expecting you to win. So it's not that. That's what I mean. I agree. If you could have more players and a team that's ready to win, you have a better shot. But your leash is shorter on those
no
teams.
No doubt. But if you had to choose.
Nah, I would want a good team. I don't want to be on a bad team to get beat up for three years. Ask Sam Darnold, okay?
Right. I mean, and I don't know that he's going to ultimately be a better quarterback than Trey Lance. I don't know how good Trey Lance will be. Mac Jones would have been able to step into this situation and been productive because he was ready. Trey may not be ready yet, but could be better down the line. But a Mac Jones would have stepped into a Niner situation, I think, and been fine right away because he was ready to quarterback an NFL team. But that's just one of the things that has been said to put the heat on Trey Lance as they enter this game with Seattle this weekend. And Rob, Seattle, they beat Denver. Maybe Seattle's better than we thought or Denver's worse than we thought. But if the Niners, Rob, are favored by 10 points over Seattle, which is amazing to me, and if they lose this game and Trey Lance doesn't play well, Jason Lockenfora from the Washington Post.
You're right online from what he said. Jason Lockenfora is people who have worked with and for Kyle Shanahan anticipate that if they start out 0-2, that Kyle would not hesitate to pull the plug and get Jimmy G back out there.
So in fairness, he said people who have worked with.
Yes.
So in fairness, Rob, it sounds like he's saying guys who've been on staffs with Shanahan.
They know how he operates.
Yeah,
and
they're
and
saying, look, there's no way I see him sticking with Lance after two. Now that doesn't sound like it's a source imminent. Necessarily right inside.
No, it's more
the Niners.
No,
you know?
It's more about knowing him, working with him, and maybe a confidant or people have worked with him before, Chris, who just know he's not going to be long for it. You know what I mean? Like again, you just said it, 9.5, 10-point favorites, and if Geno Smith somehow puts another pizza in the oven and gets another win, you know what I mean? It's going to be hell to pay. You tell me if they lose to Seattle, Chris. No, he's got to win that game.
So let's get to that. If you were running the Niners, and I can go first if you want.
You can go first.
Okay, if I'm running the Niners, and I've said, Rob, I would give Trey Lance 6-7 weeks. And I hate to even put a number on it, but look, you got to because you don't want to ruin this season. Mike Golic just came on. He said he'd give him about 5 weeks, 5-6 weeks. 2 weeks, Rob. I mean, now here's the thing, and we don't know this. Maybe Trey Lance has looked bad throughout training camp. There were conflicting reports. There were some saying he's looking great. He's taking command of the team. And obviously all the players, you know, spoke positively about him. But then there were reports saying they're concerned about arm fatigue, his accuracy, that he wasn't looking that great. If he did not impress you in training camp, and then he comes out the first two games and looks woeful, I don't know. I mean, that's something we don't know, so maybe that would play into the decision. But from what I know, Rob, and what I can see, I would not bench him after two games. Because to be honest, number one, Jimmy G might not have 15 starts in him. I mean, let's keep it real. Jimmy G, for all the talk about how he was pedestrian and just average as a quarterback, despite his wins, a big part of why they went after Trey Lance or any quarterback for that matter was that Jimmy couldn't stay healthy. In his 5 years there, Robbie, he had two full seasons. And one of those, he didn't even play the whole season.
No, I think that's all legit. But I just think Trey Lance has to play better to continue. And I'm not saying after two games.
So
I'm with you.
What would you do? If he's bad Sunday.
I would evaluate after the first four games. Did we get beat because the other team just played well? Did he play okay for a rookie? Is he Jimmy G? Did he play all right for a rookie? Is he progressing? I would take a look at the four games. After four games, if you're 1-3 or 0-4, and he's the reason why we've lost, then I have to consider, I have to seriously consider, Chris, making a change. If we lost, do you know what I mean? Like, that's how I would look at it.
You might not be able to go six. If he's not showing any improvement.
Right.
Show me something.
Show me something. If he has a game, say he doesn't play that well this week too. And then he plays well in week three. Chris gets a little better. He's making some throws.
Right.
And you lose because of something else. And then he plays week four, and he's playing a little bit better. His percentage is higher, completion, you know, and stuff.
Right.
And you go, no, he had a pretty good game as well. Man, it was terrible about that, you know, the other quarterback or whatever. Yeah, right. Like the running back fumbled and it cost us a game. I can't blame Trey Lance if he played better.
Right. Right. No, that makes sense. Look, two things out there, though, Rob, that I got to speak on that I disagree with. And these are, you know, coming from the media and different perceptions and things.
Right.
One is that the notion that Trey Lance would be lost. Like, if you benched him, you lose him forever.
No, I disagree with
that. I'm sorry.
Too.
I told, like, first of all, Steve Young said this, Rob. He said if Jimmy G's presence there shakes
he's
Trey
not
Lance
win
to the
anyway.
Point
he's
he
not,
can't perform, yeah, he
guy.
Wasn't going to be that guy anyway.
No.
And I agree with that. Look, you and I mean, if I mean, I'll just give you an example from something in our business. If we couldn't make deadline, if the pressure was just too big, because, you know, we used to have to write
on a running story,
600 to 1,000 word stories
on deadline.
The game, yes, during the game. Send it in 5 minutes after the game's over, if not right when the game's over. And then you'd have 45 minutes to an hour to go get quotes and rewrite it. If we couldn't do that and just mentally the pressure got to you, you froze, whatever, we couldn't have done that job.
You can't be in that business. Once you miss deadline a few times in the newspaper business, you are not covering any games.
It's just not for you, and that's fine. But so I agree with Steve Young on that. And my thing is this, Rob. Let's say in week 4 or 5 that Jimmy G replaces Trey Lance for the rest of the season. That doesn't mean Trey Lance can't be the guy next year. I mean, Trey Lance is only in his second year. He played at a Division I AA school, for goodness sake. He was a 2-star recruit out of high school. Okay, he's thrown less than 400 passes since high school. Rob, that's about 2/3 of an NFL season as far as passes thrown. And so he might just not be ready yet. Doesn't mean he won't be ready next year. Gives him another year to watch Jimmy G, to learn, to work on his mechanics, everything he needs.
So I
totally don't agree with the notion that you can't bench him or if you do, you lose him for the rest of his time there.
And the other thing is, and we're not saying he's of Aaron Rodgers' ilk, Chris, but Aaron Rodgers sat for 3 years. It didn't stymie his career. It didn't make him where he couldn't, after 3 years, you'll never be any good. No, you can still make a career.
Absolutely.
After not playing for a couple of years, if you learn and you know, you're ready when they finally give you that. It's better to be when they finally give it to you.
Right. Agreed. The other thing I disagree with that's kind of out there is this notion that they gave up the exact haul was that they gave up to get Trey Lance, right? Three picks or whatever they gave up. They gave up a haul to get Trey Lance. How in the world can they not play him? Look, if just because you made a mistake 2 years ago, you don't just ride with that mistake. If it was a mistake, then you got to correct it pronto.
I think I said this before. Joe Dumars said something to me once, Chris, when he was executive, the GM and president of the Pistons. It ain't about being right. It's about getting it right.
Thank you. I love it.
Hello. It ain't about being right. It's about getting it right. And Joe D had traded, Chris, some guys he drafted. You know what I mean? Where he drafted Mateen Cleaves. realized it ain't going to work out.
Yep.
And all he was going to have was people keep saying, how come Mateen's not starting? How come? Because he wasn't going to start on that team.
Right.
And he traded him. But that's my point to
you.
That
was the right thing.
That was the right thing. It wasn't going to work out.
Yep. Yep. It's not about pride. Golic alluded to it, right? Pride, ego, this is my guy. Look, it's not about you as the coach, you as the GM, you know, showing us how smart you are. Show us how smart you are by winning football games. That's it. And if you made a mistake on Trey Lance, and I don't know that they did, but if they did make a mistake on Trey Lance, then once you realize it, go with the guy that's better. Don't sit there and play him just because, well, we gave up so much for him. Then fix it. Like you said,
right.
Get it right.
Get it right. Not about being right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
So we got Aaron Rodgers, of course, bad opening weekend, not just for him, but for his team. One of the first plays of the game, he throws to Christian Watson, rookie receiver. and hits him perfectly. Doesn't have to break stride in the hands. Doesn't have to like stretch out for it's just right. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better thrown ball. And he dropped it. And then Rodgers iced him. The young man never saw another target the rest of the day. Now, in fairness to Rodgers, it ain't like Christian Watson is the number one receiver. They had other places to go. All right. So he was throwing to other guys, but I don't know. It seems like he doesn't get another ball thrown to him. It seems like Rodgers was exercising some tough love. And that did not sit well with Sean Payton, the great coach with the New Orleans Saints, Super Bowl winning coach, who knows, maybe coaching the Cowboys next year for all we know, Rob. But anyway, Payton was on the herd earlier this week, Rob, and he went in on Aaron Rodgers. Here he is.
Drives me crazy. I here's the thing. I didn't think he played well. I didn't think Aaron played well. But ultimately, when you watch that game, if you looked at the offense and defensive lines, the fronts of both teams, I think that battle was won on both sides of the ball by Minnesota. And then the rest was a byproduct of what we saw in the game. So one quarterback was under duress. The other had more time. All the other things then become more problematic when you're losing that battle up front. But yeah, I agree with you. And then after the game, we go to the interview in the locker room, and the very first question posed to Aaron was about bouncing back, and he referenced the first play of the game, the drop pass to the rookie, and I thought, come on. And I like Aaron Rodgers, but I didn't like what I saw. Yeah, and I the whole pregame with the Zen stuff, just like, enough. I want to see, every once in a while, all of us need to be checked, don't we?
All right, that was Rob Sean Payton on the Lindsey Rose podcast, not the herd. That was my mistake. First of all, and you can go off, Dennis, you. I got to give Sean Payton credit, Rob, because we see a lot of former coaches, former players, particularly coaches who intend on getting back in the game. They mince their words. They don't speak their mind. So I will give Sean Payton credit in that, in being critical of one of the top players in the league, top players ever. I give him credit for that.
Yeah, I wasn't moved. I don't think he said anything that was earth-shattering. Everybody does it differently.
You don't think he was critical of Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I said I don't think it was earth-shattering. It's easy. They lost. He was bad. Aaron Rodgers didn't have a touchdown. That's easy. That's easy to just pile on him and say,
well, he didn't pile on him for that.
Well, I'm just saying
he piled on him for going at his
But the tone of everything, if they would have won the game and Aaron Rodgers did the same thing to that kid, it wouldn't be looked at that way. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. I don't know that he wouldn't have done that.
If they would have won the game and Aaron didn't throw to that kid who dropped a 75-yard, perfectly thrown ball, I'm not saying everybody's different. Some people want kid gloves and some people don't want you to know. You're in the NFL now. You can't drop that, okay? And if you keep doing it, you won't be around. That's how it is. What does the NFL stand for? Not for long, and we've seen it. That kid who dropped the interception that Matthew Stafford threw to 49, he's out of the league, Chris.
Jaquaski Tart.
He's out of the league. Is that cruel? Is that unfair?
I agree with you on
that's all that. I'm saying.
Like, there's really no right way. I mean, the right way will be shown.
Yes.
Right? Like if this kid
is better.
Although,
right.
You know what? I'm even going to say this. If this kid can't recover from this.
Then he wasn't going to be good anyway.
Right. And he says it's because, or other people say it's because Aaron, iced him after he dropped the pass. Aaron maybe didn't talk to him for a day or two at practice. I don't know, whatever. Then that's the kid's fault. You do have to be able to handle that. All right. If you want to be a professional football player, you got to be able to handle people doing things like that. All right. So I'll give you that. I don't know that there's any right way. like better
right,
ways.
That's
to
all I'm
like
saying.
Some guys are going to be like, you know, the next possession, they're throwing it to you to show you, look, I still believe in you. And I'm cool with that. That's fine, right? And then some guys are going to be like tough life, like, dude, this is the NFL, Doc. I think the kids from North Dakota State, too. Right. Like, this ain't Division I.
You just got
anymore.
A great opportunity. You're playing with right. one of the greatest quarterbacks who's played. You got a 70 to start your career. I believed in you to give you a bomb, Chris. Go run. Right. Right.
Man up and catch the freaking football.
I could have made you on your first throw in the NFL, right? Like, oh, my God. Like, that could have changed his career, Chris. That's
Rob, I told you the story of how when I was an intern and my first article I wrote for the Plain Dealer and the assistant sports editor went off on
me. He was like, this is terrible.
Yes, he was. He was yelling right. at me. People in the newsroom heard it.
You were like, oh,
and
God.
I had to either man up.
Right. Or roll
or
into
leave
a ball.
With my
right.
tail between my ears. You know, like and I honestly, this is a good lesson for the young millennials or whatever they are, generations, the X. Because this is a more sensitive generation and you can't be too harsh. Don't be too mean. I don't, that's not life to me, Rob.
It's not.
You have to be able to fight through adversity. I'm thankful for the adversities I've had to fight through. I didn't like all of them. You don't like, who likes adversity?
Nobody. We'd all love to have an easy life. It doesn't work like that. It just doesn't. I'm with you.
You learn from it. You grow from it. So I'm not going to kill Aaron for this. I think Christian Watson has to man up. Sure, he could do it a different way, Aaron, but look, it's fine. The bottom line is you do what you, it's like Trey Lance, we're saying. We're saying, look, you can't just keep patting the dude on the back. You got to get the job done.
You got to make plays. And Chris, we talk about it all the time. The NFL is about making plays. It just
right.
is.
Right.
It really is. It's you can sit here and talk about all the other things. You put in position. You got to make some plays. And if that kid works on his game about the next time Aaron Rodgers throws me a pass, I'm going to catch that bad boy.
Right.
Then the job has been, then you've done it. Or he goes, the next 10 catches, Chris, without a miss. Then you've driven home the point.
Right.
Dude, this is not Pop Warner. You're in the yep. NFL.
You know what I mean? Even at the younger levels, you get yelled at. You get, you know.
If Aaron went off on him on the sidelines, Chris, I'd have a problem with that. You know what I mean? Like if he was screaming at the guy or whatever. No, you don't have to do that. But he's like, you didn't earn another ball.
Right, right. Now, so I don't know how far Peyton would go on Rodgers. You know, Rob, I've talked about, I do think that Aaron Rodgers, you know, in their degrees, all right? But I do think he lacks some of the intangibles that the absolute greatest have. Like you think Joe Montana's the GOAT. I think Tom Brady's the GOAT. I think most people would say those two, right, are in the discussion. They weren't the most talented physically. They had intangibles. They were leaders. They could galvanize the locker room. They could get players to believe not only in them, but in themselves. They, you know, their play, you know, improved in the big moments. You know, they were clutch, things like that. Some of those are things I do think Aaron Rodgers lacks. And I don't know if Peyton was going there, meant that, whatever. But I think those are, like, that's why we've all said it. He could be, I think, right, him or Peyton Manning is probably the greatest regular season quarterback ever. But Rodgers hasn't gotten it done in the postseason, and I think some of that is because of a lack of some of these intangibles. Even like running, like 2 years ago in the playoffs, right, didn't run for it on that third down when he maybe could have scored in the NFC title game, or certainly got to the 3-2-1 yard line, and he didn't, you know, and then he didn't say, I can't remember who it was we had on that said some quarterbacks will say they got that stature to say to the coach, no, 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 no. Let's
Greg Jennings, I think.
Was it Jennings? Yeah. He obviously Rodgers has that stature, but he didn't say it to Matt LaFleur, who was only in his second year as a coach. Heck, Russell Wilson didn't say it to Nathaniel Hackett. So I think some of those, and this, I'm with you. I don't know that this is an example of that, because I think both the tough love approach and the kid gloves approach can both work. And hopefully this tough love approach works with this kid. But yeah, I think that's my take on Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard for me to say he did win a Super Bowl. I know it was 10 years ago, but it's not like he never won. I think I would have more issues if he had never won despite his regular season. And I'm not going to recount the ones. The last couple of years, he hasn't played well. But there were other situations, Chris, where the defense gave up 40 points or onside kick in Seattle. I could go on and on and on. I'm not going to sit here and make any excuses. But I can't sit here and say he doesn't have the intangibles to win, because he did win. And a lot of great quarterbacks only win one, a lot. And unfortunately, because of the way football's played, the league, it's not as easy as you – we have more guys with just one. Dan Marino was a great quarterback, never won. Peyton Manning only had one, and then he got the gift at the end. Right,
you got the four.
Yeah, got the gift at
the
end.
That's the thing. And he's got the one. So you can't say he can't win. But to me, and again, you know what we say, Rod. When you look at the all timers, you nitpick because they're all great.
No, I get it.
But the fact that he's only been the one is also like kind of like, wow. He as great as this dude was, he's in the starting for 15 years. And only got to one. Now I'm picking him to get to it this year.
It'll be interesting to see.
We'll see.
Yeah. And I think long term, and obviously it's a long way to go, but the way he finishes up might determine if he wins one on the way out or wins 2-1. Because he would have all those numbers. He'd be say 2-0, Chris, in the Super Bowl. People could live with that. I mean, they would be like,
MVPs.
Exactly. Got four, right? It would more Super Bowl
absolutely.
Winning would change the narrative on him.
Will work wonders for him. Yep. No doubt about it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Mike Golic. Mike, how are you?
Wow, guys. How about this, huh? I mean, I know. It's like any shows we all go on anymore, it's like reunion time.
I know. and Mike, I made a stink with Chris. I was like, he introduced you as saying Mike Golic Sr. is coming up. And I was like, I've never called him senior. I know you got your son. He can use the junior tag, but you're Mike Golic to me.
See, that's exactly my thought. You just call me Mike Golic, and you call him Junior.
Yes!
That's how it's supposed to be.
No doubt.
Yeah, I'm putting that on my producer. He wrote that on the rundown, Mike. It wasn't on me. It was on him. But it's great to have you, man.
No doubt.
Definitely glad for everything you're doing. And
good to
hear
your voice.
It's good to talk with you. Yes. Let's go here. The big controversy, I think one of the most intriguing stories in the league is what's going on in San Francisco at quarterback.
No doubt.
And I do believe in giving Trey Lance, like, you know, a significant rope. I'm thinking 6 weeks. Let's see what happens within those 6-7 weeks. But if you are a veteran in that locker room, you've played in two NFC title games, one of them getting you to the Super Bowl. Would you be, like, in your mind, how much would you be thinking if he continues to struggle? Like, hey, we can't waste the season. We got Jimmy G, who we know can at least get us to the Super Bowl. We need to get him in. And do they risk losing the locker room if they just stick with Trey Lance no matter what?
This is always an interesting scenario because you get to the ego part of the GM and the coach because they're the ones that moved up to draft him. So there's the thought process of this is our guy, so we got to play him. Well, okay, it is your guy, but if your guy isn't getting it done, then you ask the right question. How long do you wait? And I always look at everything from a former player's perspective, and I'm with you. It should be 5-6 weeks game, see how it goes. But if I'm in that locker room, man, you got to read the landscape. How are we doing in the division? How are we doing overall? You know, are we looking in a good situation to position ourselves for the playoffs? And if not, man, you only got so many bites at the apple. You can't waste too much time. So if I'm a veteran, I'm looking at the clock, looking at my watch, saying, there's only so many years here, so if we don't think we're getting the job done, just as you said, you know you got a guy sitting in there that got us to the Super Bowl before, and let's ride that again.
Mike, let me ask you about the big controversial taking the ball out of Russell Wilson's hands for an 89-yard field goal from, I gave the coach a new name, Nathaniel Can't Hack It, because, Mike, there have been two field goals over 64 yards in the history, the 103-year history of the NFL. I just find it hard to believe that call was made. Were you surprised by it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, even Nathaniel Hackett said he made a mistake, and he did, you know, and that's a first-time head coach that's presented with a situation that you have to kind of make immediately, even though they waited a hell of a long time to call the timeout.
Right.
To me, that's a no-brainer. I mean, you got a kicker who's basically, I think, 1-for-7 before that kick beyond 60 yards, and you got Russell friggin' Wilson.
Right.
So, I mean, to me, you're always, everybody's talking about analytics and playing the odds and everything. This isn't even a thought process to me. This is, hey, Russ, go get us those 5 yards, and then we'll try and get a little bit closer. But, yeah, there's no way I'm trying to 64-yarder.
We saw Cincinnati get shock everybody by getting beaten by Pittsburgh last weekend. And, look, you've seen many teams that made the Super Bowl not even make the playoffs the following year. There's like a slump or whatever. Do you think Cincinnati is going to turn this thing around and get back to the playoffs and have a shot at it? Or do you think they're a team that, you know, won't be as good as most of us think they will be?
Listen, we all know it's tough to get to the Super Bowl and then tough to get back 2 years in a row. Certainly to win it 2 years in a row, that because a lot of people like the Rams and then they get shelled in week one.
Right.
Listen, I still like Cincy. I still think they have a lot of talent. I was really surprised, A, at the four interceptions by Burrow, and B, they exchanged four new starters on that O-line, and he still got sacked six times.
Yep.
I mean, I'm still amazed that they got to the Super Bowl for as much as he got sacked. Now, it's a position, because there's five guys, that needs to work in unison more than any other position out there. So maybe it's going to take a little longer. Could be a product of you're not hitting a lot in camp, you're not playing a lot in preseason for those guys to gel. So I do think they're going to get better. They have too much talent not to be, you know, knocking on the door at the end. So, yeah, week one, I mean, you guys know. I mean, week one is crazy. Who saw the Colts having to come back to tie Houston? Who saw
right.
New Orleans having to come back to beat Atlanta? I mean, who saw the Giants beating the Titans? So, I mean, it's a crazy thing, the NFL. That's why it's the most popular sport out there.
Our guest is Mike Golic from DraftKings, of course, a sports analyst and podcast host. Should Bucks fans – should they have been probably happier if it was Tom Brady and him being the mass singer over having an angry wife at home who's not happy with him playing football? It seems like, Mike, this is a real issue that he's got some marital problems.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those things, you know, and I called that game for Westwood One, so I was in Dallas watching that one and calling it. And, you know, this is one of those where everybody has, you know, once you go in the locker room, it's the team, right? I mean, and it's the fellas, and everybody has everybody's back. But you know what? You know how they say everybody, you know, when somebody's in a contract situation, no, don't talk about another man's money.
Right.
Well, you certainly
right.
don't want to go down the road of another man's personal life. So,
right.
you know, but listen, they're both, you know, very popular. She just did a big interview that kind of spelled some things out as well. So. Right. This is a tough decision. I mean, and you knew it wasn't out of his blood. I mean, a week, and we didn't even have to start the rumors of him coming back. He came back on his own. So, and there's no doubt that she's wanted him to be done for a while now. So, you know, listen, I just hope they work through it and everything's cool. I do. I mean, I don't know what you guys had said a couple of years ago, but I got Brady all wrong. I thought he was going to be done a couple of years ago. We all got it wrong. This guy's unreal. But I actually do think this will be his last year. And if it is, you know, I hope everything is it will be cool at home.
Yeah. Otherwise, half of that $37.5 million from Fox will be going somewhere else. I'm just saying.
Yes. You know, she's doing okay, too, though.
Yeah,
right?
She doesn't really need
yeah, that's
it, but
true.
She might take it.
She still might take it anyway, Mike, you know? I mean,
about
she just
it?
Might.
How about it?
Mike, who – I mean, obviously, you mentioned Tampa Bay. The NFC is not I think it's clear the AFC is the stronger conference this
yeah,
year
yeah.
by a nice margin. Who do you like in the NFC? Who do you think is the best team out there?
Man, you know, I still think the Rams will make a legitimate run. I mean, I absolutely think that Green Bay will figure out their wide receiver situation and get better. I think it's going to take them a little bit of time. I was surprised with the Rams, no doubt about it. One of the surprise teams I had this year, because, you know, seven games last year, 14 touchdowns, three interceptions before he got hurt. I like New Orleans. I mean, yeah. I know it was a little shaky in week one. Michael Thomas is back. Their defense is tough. So I kind of like them as kind of the, you know, we always know there's four or five teams that didn't make the playoffs one year that make it the next year. I think they're going to be one of those teams. Then you got Tampa Bay as well. I don't really see anybody out of the NFC East coming out, certainly not Dallas. Philly, boy, Jalen ran extremely well,
yep.
you know, did a nice
yep.
job there. And so, you know, them an outside chance. But, you know, I kind of stick with the – you're right, the AFC is much deeper. You know, the Tampa Bays, New Orleans, Green Bays, Rams of the world, and some of those could be shaky.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because of the NFC used to be the elite. It always seemed like
yeah.
that. Now, and you talk about the Giants, and I mean, they get a surprise win. They go for two, win the ball game. I know Saquon Barkley had 150 yards yep. out of nowhere, but is that a good team? Because I don't think they're a good team, Mike.
No, I don't think that. I don't think they're a team that's going to compete for anything. I was happy to see because, you know, the one thing we can never predict and the one thing that always comes up, and we saw it after week one with all the guys that get hurt. We know it's a violent sport, and Saquon got hurt. Saquon's been hurt for a while. I was really happy for him the way he came back and how he produced running the ball and catching it out of the backfield. But as a team, no, I don't even think they're sure of their quarterback for next year. It's going to be interesting, all the teams that are wondering about their quarterback and what's going to happen, because as opposed to this year's draft where we only had one in Kenny Pickett going in the first round, next year you're going to have probably four quarterbacks going in the first round. So there's a whole lot of kind of edgy young quarterbacks out there who are maybe not looking over the shoulder to the sideline, but looking over the shoulder at the next group coming up, knowing I better get the job done or I may be out of here pretty quickly.
I'm sorry. Daniel Jones doesn't move me at all. I'm sorry.
No, not at all. I was shocked at the pick when they made it.
All right. That is our man, Mike Golic. Mike, man, great to talk to you again.
Yes,
great to hear your
appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, always
good luck
to talk
with
to
everything,
guys.
Man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you leaving the senior out of it.
Yes, no doubt. Mike Golic. Yes. We'll talk to Junior when we talk to Junior.
We had him on the show, too.
That's right. Yes. All right, Mike.
Yeah, good deal.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.